Today in our meditation, I want to take back up the effect of the five graces, of five ministry gifts there in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12. The reason it's so important in these meditations that we talk about these at this time, there's a transitioning period in the body of Christ that when one learned how to walk as an apostolic believer, they would be walking in the fullness of the Godhead, I believe, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the apostle, prophet, teacher, pastor, and evangelist. These five graces was given to us for a reason. We were saved by grace, and everything else we have to do is by grace. So I'm by the help of the Holy Ghost to put us in a position that we won't have to fight so much for our faith to work. As we begin to function in these graces, a lot of things are beginning to happen in our lives that are not happening. I think the fault of the shortcoming of the body of Christ is ministry, ministers who have not recognized the various offices, especially the office of the apostle and the prophet, because we know the scripture say in Ephesians 2:20 that the church is built on the apostle and the prophet and Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone. You might look at that scripture in Ephesians 2:20. But my point is that as believers, for us to advance in our walk with God, these graces will have to manifest as God designed for them to manifest. I love to read them here in the Passion Translation, Ephesians 4:11 and 12. And he has appointed some with grace to be apostles. That's number one. Number two, and some with grace to be prophet. Number three, and some with grace to be evangelist. And some with grace to be pastors, and some with grace to be teachers. Now, here's the biggie. These graces has been applied in a divine order. That divine order has to be in place for these graces to manifest as they should. The reason they're not manifesting in the body of Christ are manifesting in our life as it should. Too many substitutes have come, different name, different title, different organization, different religion had been constructed. But these five graces is the way that God wants us to learn, to grow, to develop and become strong. So I speak to you today as you listen to these meditations that you begin to develop in the spirit a mantle and an anointing that will personally take care of your own avenues of your life, but then you'll become a blessing in your church, you become a blessing in your family, you become a blessing in your city, in your surrounding, people you work with, because you're going to be wearing that mantle of anointing of the five graces in proper perspective, understanding how they work, and having an anointing in you because you sit under them. So I'm looking forward for your growth and your development and your joy and your peace and your deliverance and your victory, everything you need to begin to manifest in your life like never before. So stick with it. Keep listening. Keep developing. Keep looking at those two verses, because finally we're going to go on to verse 13 and see what effect should have. So that's a law of cause and effect, the law of attraction. All of those laws that the world have stolen from us will come back into spiritual play, and that we'll be a powerful beings every day of our lives.